starting goaltender game against us. Wow. I beat Brent at that one. I just want to start off thanking Brian, Mr. Melnick, for the opportunity. Also want to thank Tim for giving me the chance to coach down in Binghamton 4 years ago. The players have been great, coaching staff, the rest of the staff, the office, the front office. They've been really good to work for, made it fun to come to work every day, and I really appreciated what they did for the team and myself. What was my reaction? Obviously disappointment. We felt as a staff that the team had played very well the last, whatever it was, 27 games under difficult circumstances. And would have loved to have had an opportunity to move forward with this hockey club. So disappointment was probably the biggest emotion.
Some people were upset that you were let go at the airport and you got off the plane. Are you okay with that?
It's a decision Brian made, and I'm fine with that. I mean, you could beat it back and forth, saying it was right, wrong, or indifferent. I mean, I'm okay with that.
What reason were you given for this decision?
We didn't talk a whole lot because of the circumstances and the situation where it was done. Just Brian said it was a decision he had made with, you know, felt what was best for the organization, and I accept that.
Was it really fun to come to work every day?
Yeah, it was. You know, I don't know. I don't want to say fun, because I don't use that term. It was satisfying. You wake up in the morning. You have a goal. You have a plan, whether it's a practice or a game or whatever it may be. And you go out and try and do it to the best of your ability. And when you come home at night, you analyze. You review, see how you went, and you try and move forward the next day. So, you know, there were some ups and downs, but overall, the people I worked with made it fun.
Perhaps tough is it for you to see all these new players come in, foremost the goaltender, to not be a part of that going forward, but ensure you've really done something when you have that?
Well, I think today if we're going in the playoffs, we'd be a good club. We'd be a team that could do some damage. And I think we showed that by beating playoff teams, and not just once, but a couple times. Look at Philadelphia. I mean, we may have caught them by surprise the first time, but we didn't the second time. Same with Tampa Bay. We may have caught them by surprise the first time, but wouldn't have been a surprise the second time. So we beat some good hockey clubs. And, you know, that part is, you know, probably the most disappointing part of the whole situation.
What have you learned that can make you a better coach?
I'm going to be here too long if I answer that one. I mean, it's going to take me a little while to absorb all the information. It's been basically just over a day and a half. So it's going to take me a little time to reflect, but I said that before, I learn every day. You know, you learn from what you do well, learn from maybe what didn't work. You learn from, you know, watching other coaches. You learn from your players. You learn from everything. So to me, to summarize that in a couple sentences is just, it's impossible to do.
Is there something that Brian wanted you to do that you could have done
I don't know. I mean, when I look back, you know, 2.5 years, basically it was about a 24, 25 game span that the team didn't play and respond the way I would have liked them to. And to me, I can't blame the players on that. They worked hard. We weren't a very healthy team. You guys watched our practices. You know, we didn't have, I don't think, a full practice squad for probably the first half of the season almost. You know, the joke was, you know, are we going to sign Jason Spezza's brother to a contract? He played more in net than Pascal the first 3 months. You know, it's just reality. You know, we didn't have the goaltending, and it's not to blame Brian. I mean, Brian should not have played that many games. Last year when he was started to struggle, we were fortunate that Mike Brodeur came up and was 3-0 for us during that time. You know, we all joked about, you know, and thought, you know, the trip in New York to Central Park made a difference. I truly don't believe it did. We played well, but we had goaltending that game. We won 1-0 in the last little bit of that game. If we lost that game, who knows what would have happened. You know, but we were able to go in and win that game. We won the next game in Montreal. Mike was 3-0 for us, and that allowed us to get our game back on track. This year, unfortunately, we didn't have that. I think our backup goaltenders were 1-5. They had suffered through injuries themselves, Brodeur and Leonard, and they just weren't quite ready to step up and give us that game or two that we needed to give Brian a relief. And, you know, he was never supposed to be a starting goaltender. You know, Pascal was supposed to be, you know, our guy. He was paid to be our guy, and that was what he was brought here to do, and unfortunately he wasn't able to do that. And we were playing with a lot of injuries. Mihalik, Kovalev, Fisher. I mean, you see, Alfredson wasn't able to finish the last, you know, 30 games or whatever it ended up being. So we just weren't a very healthy team for a big stretch of that season. When we got the goaltending, when we got some youth and some energy and some health in the lineup, we won games and we played well.
As far as your viewing for the players, is there anything that you would like to work on this at all?
No, I think the guys worked hard. I really do. I mean, each day, there's good and bad days, just like you would have with certain individuals, and you move forward, you deal with the issues, and you move forward. So was there great days with every player? Absolutely not. And there's not supposed to be. There's going to be conflicts. There's going to be guys who are pissed off at you because you sat them. You can't expect players to always, you know, agree with what you do. Sometimes you make decisions that's best for the 20 guys instead of the one individual, and it takes a little while for that individual to come to those terms, and you move forward. So not necessarily. Like I said, for a span of about 22 to 25 games, our team really struggled. Other than that, for the 2.5 years, I thought our guys played hard. I thought they did. I thought we overachieved last year. I think last year we were supposed to be 28th or 27th in the league. You know, maybe this year was the year that we should have been predicted at that. I don't know. You know, that's not my job. You know, so overall, no. I think the players responded in a positive way. When I took over, they did. You know, we overachieved last year. And take out that middle third of the season, I thought the guys played pretty well this year. Yeah, I do. I mean, it's not my job to question, you know, our lineup, our roster. My job was to try and, you know, win with the roster that was put forth. So I'm not going to criticize that.
Corey, there's always a sense that maybe you didn't enjoy the media aspect of the job. And what was it like being a rookie coach and your job of maybe having some of your decisions second-guessed by us?
I don't think anyone enjoys being scrutinized every single day. I mean, and that's not a slight on anybody. I don't think anyone enjoys that. But you learn to accept it. You learn to realize that it's part of the game. And you understand the city that you're playing in. You know, hockey's the number one passion of the city. And so you kind of have to take that and accept that responsibility. And I was okay with it. You know, I mean, sometimes I come across maybe a little more intense than you guys think I am. But, you know, that's just my demeanor. And I approached it the same way I approach everything, that, you know, it's part of the job. You come and do the best you can. And, you know, I'd much rather have this situation than if you're down in a U.S. team where there's two reporters and they don't really care anything about the club. So I'd much rather have this than the exact opposite.
What's your plan, I guess, going forward in terms of maybe just getting your time here to decompress and then start booking the
cell? Yeah, believe it or not, I've already had a couple phone calls. I don't know how people get my cell number. They do. And my fiance is expected here in another month, and she told me if I said girlfriend one more time, she'd kill me. So it's been 9.5 years, so I better say fiance. And other than that, I'm just going to step back a little bit. And you know, I know I can coach at this level. I'm excited to see what happens here the next little while. And we'll go from there.
Feel like the Senators have perhaps made a mistake and that'll be part of what motivates you going forward?
I don't work that way. I don't want to prove somebody wrong. I want to move forward. I wish the team success. You know, they're a real good group of guys in that dressing room right now. The management has been good to me. They gave me my first opportunity, so I don't wish anyone any harm or any ill luck. You know, my motivation is strictly whoever I'm going to be coaching for is to win for them, and that's basically it.
All good?
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.